Yo, what's up my amazing Gen Z fam? Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood self-care guru, dropping some truth bombs on you daily because let's be real, adulting is hard. And by adulting, I mean scrolling through Instagram, feeling an existential crisis over the perfect avocado toast pick, and wondering if you even have a social life anymore. Because between school, that side hustle, and keeping up with the TikTok trends, haven't we all felt like our social batteries are on E? Like, ever feel like your DMs are overflowing with wood, but you're low-key craving some alone time in your PJs? You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people, but still feel absolutely drained? Yeah, that's burnout fam, and it's a real thing. But before you cancel all your plans and go full hermit mode, let me drop some serious self-care wisdom on how to avoid social burnout and actually enjoy those late-night chats without feeling like a zombie the next day. First off, remember that saying no is not a four-letter word. It's actually your superpower. I know, it feels scary at first, especially when everyone's pressuring you to be always on. But trust me, saying no to things that drain your energy frees up space for the stuff that truly matters. Imagine saying no to that extra shift and saying yes to a spa night with your bestie instant mood boost, right? Second, prioritize quality over quantity. It's not about how many people you hang out with, but who you hang out with. Invest in real connections with people who lift you up, make you laugh, and actually get you. Ditch the superficial small talk and dive into deep conversations that spark your soul. You know what I'm saying? Third, schedule some serious me time. This ain't just about taking a bubble bath, though, that's awesome. It's about carving out dedicated time for yourself to recharge. Whether it's hitting the gym, reading that book you've been meaning to finish, or simply chilling with your pet and scrolling through memes, do whatever makes your soul happy. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Fourth, learn to set boundaries. This is a big one, especially for us Gen Zers who are constantly plugged in. Think of your social media as that friend who never stops texting you even when you need space, annoying, right? So unfollow the accounts that bring you down or make you feel inadequate. Mute those notifications that distract you from real-life connections. It's about creating a healthy digital detox so you can focus on what truly matters. And finally, remember to have fun. Life is too short to be stressed out all the time. Don't forget to laugh, dance like nobody's watching, and embrace those spontaneous moments that make life worth living. After all, we're Gen Z, the generation that's supposed to be changing the world while rocking some killer outfits. We gotta keep our energy levels up, right? Okay, picture this. Your bestie invites you to a party, but you're already feeling drained from that presentation you had in class and the all-nighter you pulled to finish your homework. Your social media feed is buzzing with hash FOMO, where everyone seems to be having the time of their lives. But deep down, you know pushing yourself would just lead to a major meltdown. You decide to politely decline, suggest a chill movie night instead, and use that extra time to recharge with some self-care. Done. You're setting boundaries, prioritizing your well-being, and still maintaining those valuable friendships. So remember, fam. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Saying no is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. Prioritizing quality connections over quantity is the real key to building a fulfilling social life without burning yourself out. Don't be afraid to ditch the FOMO and embrace your inner hermit sometimes, trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Alright, go out there and slay those social situations with confidence. DM me your favorite self-care tips, tag me in your hash #selfcarerecstories, or stitch this episode with your own thoughts. Let's keep the conversation going and spread the love of genuine connection and the healthy boundaries. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share the podcast. Let's make this a viral sensation. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.